Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
I'm Sarah Fenske. This is St. Louis on the Air.
I got just enough decent soil to grow just a few magic beans. But you know what it takes to grow more magic beans?
The play itself, it has a lot of words, and music is integral to the storytelling.
And when Jamie came with the idea about bringing in the Knuckles, I already knew off tops that was going to be a great fit.
Everybody's feeling powerful.
Metro Theater Company's new production is a hip-hop retelling of Jack and the Beanstalk, Jacked.
Nice cow.
What?
I said nice cow.
Thanks.
Where you taking her?
Market.
What for?
I'm sorry, who are you?
Mink.
I can't talk right now, Mink. I have to get Daisy here to market before it closes up. If I don't come back with something, Mama will have my hide.
With something? Something like what?
Money.
I have something better than money.
Better than money?
What I am about to show you will change your life forever.
What are those?
Beans.
Beans?
Magic beans.
Why would you want a cow if you have magic beans?
Let me guess, Jack. You and your mama go to bed starving every night, don't you? Don't be ashamed. Most people around here have that problem. Soil's been dead a long time, ain't it?
Well, if you have so much magic, make it better.
What if I could? I got just enough decent soil to grow just a few magic beans. But you know what it takes to grow more magic beans? Lots and lots of healthy soil. And you know what helps keep soil healthy and happy? Cows. Cows to chew the grass and to fertilize.
And that is from the new Metro Theater Company production, Jacked. And here to discuss it with us today is Jamie McKittrick. She's the director of Jacked. Jamie, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we're also joined by Jackie Jackpot Sharp. He is responsible for the soundtrack and musical direction of Jacked. Jackie, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Jamie, this play is something new for Metro Theater. It's not just virtual, it's animated. I understand that's not how it began. What was the original conception of this show?
Yeah, the original conception of Jacked was to be an in-person touring show, and it would go around to different schools and community centers in the St. Louis area and a little bit beyond. And it would be a pretty typical, what we would call like a trunk show, where it's three actors in a big trunk where we pull out different costumes and props and puppets to tell the story. And it became clear that that wasn't how it was going to be able to happen under these circumstances, which prompted me to start to dream about what it could be if we really engaged with what it means to make the feeling of live performance happen under the digital circumstances that we're in.
So it feels like adding animation, you're taking something that's already pretty complicated, and boy, you're making your job even harder. What led you to go down that road?
Yeah. So the play itself, it has a lot of words, and music is integral to the storytelling. So I'd say that's where it is the most detailed in many ways, the most complicated, but it's necessary. So I knew that needed to be pretty slick and tight, which is how Jackie became involved, and we pulled in the Knuckles, Aloha and Rocky, and Jarris, who plays Jack, to come in and offer their skills as musicians as well as actors. But then I felt like we needed to also have a visual space that would be enlivening and expressionistic and specific, but leave room for the imagination. So I immediately began to think about the type of more expressive animated cartoons that I would see when I was younger. I thought of Harry Nilsson's The Point as something that was a real touchstone, so that it is the world itself is specific, but there is a whole lot of room for our young audiences to let their imaginations run wild within it and see ways that they could make their own like visual storytelling. It's all handmade animation and handmade collage.
It's so cool. And Jackie, the music of this, it's really great. It just immediately puts you in the mood. You're working here with the Knuckles. We had them on the show, I believe, just a couple weeks ago, and they're great. Did you guys improvise with this, or were you working off of music that was written and just had to record it?
Actually, no, it was all improvised. And when Jamie came with the idea about bringing in the Knuckles, I already knew off tops that was going to be a great fit already for me, because I've worked with them for like the past 6-7 years now. So musically, we was already clicking. So when I was just coming up with the music, it was, and I didn't have no visual at first to go off of it. So it was just naturally just coming up with the idea of how it would sound like with the visuals. And yeah, I didn't have, maybe I have like four tracks that was already pre-made, gave it like the body, but everything else I made around it was for as far as building the characters.
Well, I think there's no better way to sell people on just how smart this show is and how fun than to play another track from this. I want to play Lay Now, Goose Lay. Let's play this from Jacked.
Lay now, goose lay.
Every 5 minutes, that's what they say.
Lay now, goose lay.
No rest, no break, night till day.
Lay now, goose lay.
Now our house is a happening spot. Everybody feeling powerful.
I can't move fast, no place to hide. I don't fly that well, I sort of just fly. But doesn't a goose deserve pride, or at least a chance to go?
And that is from the new production of Jacked, which premieres today from the Metro Theater Company. Jamie, there's a real ominous tone to this. How do you sort of build that tension and that spookiness without taking it too far for your young audience?
As the director, particularly when we were getting into the rehearsal room and shaping what the characters were going to sound like, getting more specific. I mean, Jackie came in with amazing music to start, but just maybe being like, okay, I think we need to turn down this because this might be a little too scary. I think it's important to give a space for young people to look at things that are a little bit difficult, but it should be at their level. It should be gentle enough that they can actually engage with it. But if you go too far, they're gone. So I was often trying to listen with the ear of the 6-year-old version of myself.
And on that note, we should mention this is dealing with a really serious issue. It's a fun play to watch, and the music is so engaging. But you're using it as an allegory about drug use.
Yeah, and specifically like the opioid crisis and addiction and how it has affected young people's lives, not just individually, but their communities at large. We're looking at the story of Jack and his mom, who are in a community that at one time was flourishing and verdant and green and in every sense of the word. And then something happens and everything, which we find out what happens later in the play, and I don't want to spoil it.
Sure.
But everything then becomes brown and is unable to grow and is unable to nourish the community members either. And so then it sets Jack on this journey of trying to solve problems that are bigger than his age, and ends up bringing down the goose from the giant's house, who lays these golden eggs, and they tend to have some sort of, the way that the adults describe it, is a powerful feeling. And it comes out of the mother being so hungry that she thinks, maybe I can eat this gold egg. And then from there, it leads to the feeling of that. And then we move into, well, what happens if gold eggs become scarce? What other type of eggs are developed? And it's all out of this need and this hunger to fill spaces within our communities and our families that are not being nourished, right? And I think young people might not be able to point directly to what's going on in the way an adult would. But I imagine many young people have experienced seeing someone that they trust maybe acting a little differently or in a way that they don't understand, or and just trying to reckon with that, try to figure out what that means. And we really get it from Jack's point of view, which often young people, what they do is they're like, okay, I'm going to try to solve it, when really they just need to be the child and have parents who are going to say, no, I'm your mama, or I'll handle this.
Boy, there's some deep stuff going on in this show, even as, again, it's very accessible to kids. And, you know, thinking of your audience here, it feels like opening night is usually a time of such excitement. This is a little different because you're just putting this link out there and people can buy tickets, or I understand this first weekend they can also watch this for free if they want. Jackie, is it hard that you won't get to see these young faces as they first get to witness your composition?
Yeah, in a way. But I know that they're gonna appreciate it though, in the platform that is on.
Yeah. So you feel confident in this, even if you don't get to be there to witness it.
Yeah, I do. I feel real confident about it.
And Jamie, what are you most looking forward to here as this is unleashed to the world here in our final minute here?
Oh man, I'm really looking forward to young people getting inspired to make their own Jacked. For the touring production that's going around to schools, they get to have activities that go with it. So that is my dream, that young people are inspired to figure out how to tell their own stories through spoken word, through visual art, and getting their buddies or their families together.
Well, that is super exciting. And if people want to get more information about this, they can look this up at metroplays.org/jacked. We'll also have a link on our website. We do want to mention that Metro Theater has two other productions coming up soon. You can also get information about that. We'll make sure to get that on our website, stlpublicradio.org. And we want to thank Jamie McKittrick, the director of Jacked, for joining us today.
Thank you.
And also thank you, musical director Jackie Sharp. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.